Hola and welcome back to Boss Memos. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through my scrapbook collection and my year in review magazine project, which is basically a digital scrapbook. Or in another way, it could just be a large zine. I don't know. Up for debate. We'll get into it. But basically, the thesis here is how can you remember your year while staying in the moment, while getting rid of your social media addiction and just like making memories, I guess, and writing them down and interacting with them in a different way than kind of what the culture has been doing for the last decade or over a decade now with social media and that whole digital landscape. So if you're new here, welcome. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. This is my podcast, Voz Memos. This is season 3. This is the first episode of season 3. And on this podcast, I tend to talk about creativity, self-care, and sometimes career. And a lot of episodes end up being dedicated to zines because that's kind of how I process those categories nowadays. But I'm a blogger, I'm an artist, and just a general creative. So those are my qualifications. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, let's get into it. Alrighty, so we have a lot to cover today. First off, the magazine. What is it? What am I talking about? Basically, the magazine is something I started about 2 years ago. This is my second one. So yeah, 2 years ago. And you can see it in the back if you're watching. It's one of these that was part of my scrapbook collection. But basically, it is literally turning your year into a magazine. And I saw this idea floating around on social media, and it was just one of those things where I literally took it seriously. I didn't just like it and scroll on because honestly, it's the intersection of a lot of things that I like to do. I like writing, blogging, taking pictures, being creative, being artistic. In high school, I was in several roles that required me to learn like InDesign for like layouts. I was on like a literary journal, and I did that in college too, and I did yearbook. So all of these things kind of created the right skill set where I would be able to design a magazine. But do not let that deter you from trying out this project, because I truly believe anyone that's creative could do their own spin on it. There's so many free softwares out there. Your phone is an amazing camera. I don't have like a professional camera. I took all of these photos on my phone, printed them out in this magazine, which I will reveal momentarily. But yeah, like I think anyone can do it that wants to do it. And that's kind of the key. My motivations for it originally were to detach myself from Instagram. I've been on Instagram since like 2016, which would mark like a decade on Instagram this year. And since making this magazine, my posting rate has dropped drastically. Even just like checking it has dropped drastically. And I still have my accounts on there. Even this podcast has an account. But I just find that it was becoming less and less social. And I wasn't even seeing like the updates I wanted to see from my friends. And honestly, I was like looking at my own grid more than I was looking at anything else. So I was like, how can I recreate this in a more analog way, in a more meaningful way? And that's kind of what happened with the magazine, because ultimately, like, it is an entire magazine dedicated to what I did this year and my memories through my point of view, like my phone camera, which is basically what Instagram is. It's like the highlights of your life. But for the magazine, it encompasses things that I wouldn't even post on Instagram because they weren't Instagram worthy, right? And so it really reframes the way like I take pictures and the way I like think about things. I can just take like one picture and be like, this is what's going to go in the magazine. And I don't have to be like constantly scouring for things that could like go on an Instagram story, or how could I turn this into a reel? Because believe you me, believe me, I was definitely addicted to making reels, like cute, this is what I did today, like montage kind of things, and it just like is so distracting to have that thought in the back of your head, like, ooh, what can I capture from this thing that I'm at, this event that I'm at, that could go onto Instagram, that could go onto social media. And I don't know, like, the magazine has really freed me from that mentality of constantly thinking, how do I make my life fit into Instagram? And now it's, how do I make a magazine that reflects my life? So it's very nuanced, but I hope that makes sense. I hope you kind of get the vibe here. And another skill set that has really lent itself to this project is just my love and lifetime of scrapbooking. And if you're not a scrapbooker, I think there's other parts that could still draw you to this project, or you could definitely do this project in a different way, and I'll talk about that later. But I think, like, scrapbooking, you have to have that little seed to, like, make this work, because essentially it is a digital scrapbook. And I say, like, you don't have to be a scrapbooker, because this is much faster and easier than scrapbooking, in my opinion. To me, like, scrapbooking, it's so easy to, like, make a mistake or, like, not be happy with the spread. And your taste changes so much, even in the course of a year, that you could look back on a spread that you worked really hard on and just be like, I don't like this. This doesn't really fit my vibe anymore. And that's why I have scrapped so many scrapbooks, because, I don't know, I'm just not happy with the spread, and then it's in there. But with the magazine, it's a digital file, so throughout the year I'm able to tweak things and make it look cohesive, at least for that year. So, I mean, I talked in the last episode how zines have cured my perfectionism. That's definitely some perfectionist language, like, sneaking in there. And I don't know. I think, at least with the magazine, at some point I'm like, okay, it's done. I'm turning it and I'm printing it out. But with a scrapbook, there's just so many pages, and it can span years and years. So I think that's another thing that kind of has slowed down my scrapbooking. I still scrapbook a little bit, but I definitely prefer this magazine approach to remembering the year. Especially just, they're thinner. Like, these scrapbooks are huge, and they take up a lot of space. The magazine, it can be tucked onto a bookshelf. It can fit in a folder. It's like, it doesn't take up any space. So that's another reason I like it more than scrapbooking. But if you haven't been convinced yet, I have a few more points. The magazine makes things slower. Like, it just divides up my year into pages of a magazine. And I have to be thinking, like, when I'm at the end of the month, what did I do that could become a spread? So it just makes so many little moments where you can reflect about your life. And I think, like, a lot of people at work will be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's, like, already blah, blah, blah month, or I can't believe it's already the end of the year. And it's like, I can. I've been working on this magazine for the whole year. And I remember what I did, the big things from each month, because of the magazine. So it makes your year slower, and then also makes the mundane more valuable, because, like I said before, some of these moments probably aren't Instagram worthy, but they made it into the magazine because, to me, they're magazine worthy. They're for the magazine, and it's just a great way to reframe how you make memories. So without further ado, I'm going to do the 2025 Year in Review magazine reveal, and then I'll give you a little tour of my former scrapbooks and some current projects that I'm working on. Okay. So here it is. The Year in Review magazine, it's perfect bound, which is really fancy to me. And then this is the back cover. And the barcode is not real. It just says Year in Review 2025. But I want to read the quote that I chose, which is from the book I'm Starting to Worry About This Black Box of Doom by Jason Pargan. And it says, the box doesn't train you to do anything but remain in the box. And what he was referring to for that quote was your phone. Your phone is just forcing you to stay on your phone. The magazine lets you get off your phone and actually make something and remember your year, like, do things that are magazine worthy. So let's get into it. I'm not going to, like, read everything, because, like, there's quite a few pages here. But yeah, the first page, this is just, like, a random day. I decided to do the cover photo shoot with my cat, Bobby. of course, she has to be on the cover of the magazine. So yeah, that's Bobby on the cover. And then the first page, I have some of these filler pages because, you know, Perfect Bound, there's just some printing technicalities. You have to have a certain amount of pages. Letter from the editor, which was kind of a last minute ad again to like get to the right page count. But it's kind of funny because this magazine is just for me. But I can have inside jokes with myself with the magazine because it's just for me. And there might be an excessive amount of pink in the magazine. Again, that's what I like. That's what I wanted to do with the magazine. So the first spread, and I go chronologically, and this is just how I do it. But yeah, like the first spread is like wintry January. The second spread, I love doing like a Valentine's spread. You'll see like when I show you kind of a quick view of the last one. It followed a similar template this year, but I definitely like took some learnings and was like kind of looser with it. Like this is what I have for my birthday, which is like April, but my cat's birthday is at the end of March and she's on there. And then I moved apartments. And actually, these doodles are inside of a zine that I have about my patio garden. So that was kind of fun to reuse some of that artwork. So like I said, like this magazine really blurs the line between a scrapbook and a zine. And it is a literal magazine, but it's a one-of-one copy, and it's self-published. So I think that makes it a zine. This is my Charleston, South Carolina spread. We went there for a wedding, and there were a lot of beautiful pictures. I didn't really get any of the bride, but I still wanted to remember it, like, from my point of view. Like, this is what that trip looked like. The Brat concert, that was kind of an iconic night. And, like, that was one night, but I gave it a whole magazine spread because it was an important night to me. And then versus, like, this page, this is, like, I went to my brother's graduation and we went to Disneyland. And so he's there and my family's there. But it's, like, I don't know. I love that picture of, like, the Disney 70th anniversary decorations. So, like, I just choose different photos because it's a magazine layout and it helps me like remember the trip more than here's me like posing. Next spread here dedicated to the No Kings protests that I went to. And the great part about this digital scrapbook is like I went to the first protest in June and then I went to another one in October and I was able to go in and edit the text and talk about the second protest within the same spread, which you wouldn't really be able to do in an actual scrapbook. I would have had to make a whole nother spread in a scrapbook versus this one. I can condense things into the same spread as like the year goes on. And so that kind of also helps me notice like trends that are happening in my year in real time. This spread is kind of like encapsulating some summer moments. So hence like the bright yellows and lots of pictures of like sunsets and the sky. I also put in a recipe. It's barely a recipe, but everyone at book club was like, how did you make this? Like, what's the recipe? It's literally like those Hawaiian rolls where like you just slice it down so that you have two giant like halves of the rolls and then you like layer lunch meat and then put it in the oven and it becomes like 20 sliders in like 20 minutes. So that's what I made for like our book club outing, and it was perfect for that. So that's a little recipe in here. Like whatever is important to you, that's what you can like make spreads about. Like mine is kind of like a lifestyle magazine, but maybe you're a sports person, so yours would be more of a sporty magazine. Or maybe you're a fashion girly, so yours could be a fashion magazine. Or maybe you like recipes, so then yours can be a recipe magazine. It's really up to you. This one is dedicated to like my little digicam and like all the photos that I took this summer, which I think is really cute. And okay, see, this is another testament to why you don't need a professional camera. These photos are from a camera from 2008, like, and they turned out just fine on the magazine. So, and some of those are almost full spread. Another fun thing about this spread is that the background photo, and I hope you can read it, it's like a play on the summer I turned pretty, the summer I turned digi. I'm really proud of that one. But the background is actually a photo I took inside of the pool of the pool that's part of my apartment. So, like, that's one of my main guiding principles of the magazine is, like, I don't use any stock photos. I don't source anything from the internet, really. It's, like, I have to take the photos or, like, a friend has to take the photos. So that, again, kind of calls back to the whole replacing Instagram with this because – to me, like, it'd be really easy to go in and be like, oh, I need this texture or, like, this background or just a quick photo of, like, the Minneapolis skyline. But it's like, no, I wouldn't post a stock photo on my Instagram. These are all, like, my personal photos. So, like, one of these is Oktoberfest. That's just kind of, like, a basic spread. And then this one is about my cardigan project where I crocheted an entire orange cardigan for the release of the new Taylor Swift album. And, like, I took a picture of the CD that I own instead of, like, just popping a picture of Taylor Swift's cover art on there. So, like, that makes it a little more personal. Like, that's a photo of my CD, my copy of the CD. And, I mean, I did do a photo shoot for this spread, but that was more because I was already writing a blog post about it. So I had to, like, take, like, cute pictures of me in the cardigan. But, like, if you were just out and about and your friend took, like, a cute picture of you wearing your crocheted cardigan, that would totally work for your magazine. It's just, like, however much effort you want to put in to, like, creating these spreads. This one's a great one because I was able to, like, capture two weekends into one spread because my boyfriend and I ended up going on two little weekend getaways at separate times in the year. And I didn't really know, like, if I wanted to dedicate a whole spread to Fargo, no offense, but I was like, oh, Fargo combined with Winnipeg, combined with Chicago, like, that's kind of a fun story of, like, our spontaneity. And again, that's, like, what I was talking about with, like, noticing trends in real time. It's like, oh, we like to go on these weekend getaways this year, so that should be a magazine spread. And then this was a fun thing that I did this iteration of the magazine was just coming up with some statistics for a year in review, like, or like a Spotify Wrapped kind of thing. Because there was a lot of controversy with Spotify this year and they started the whole Wrapped thing and it's everywhere now. So I was like, how can I make Wrapped into a more, like, analog, personalized thing? So, like, I paid off my car and I'm like, that's kind of a big milestone and I'll probably forget about it, like, in a few years. So that's in the magazine. And then, like, I went to two concerts and Brat got a spread, but this other one where I saw Brett Denon didn't get a spread, so I wanted to make sure that photo was in here. And then I had my third year anniversary with my boyfriend, and, like, this one isn't even, like, a statistic, it's just 4 to 6 happy hour. But I wanted to make sure that, like, this photo with my coworkers got in here because I thought that was really cute. And then, like, this was me and my friend Courtney, but, like, I didn't end up making that into a whole spread, but I still wanted it in the magazine. So I was like, let me just put it in this wrap up page. And yeah, so, like, you take photos all the time. And then I didn't even realize, like, most of these would end up in the magazine, but they did, which is really fun. Cause now, like, I mean, how many times do you really, like, scroll through your phone and look at your old photos? So that's another reason, like, this is really a great project is you get to choose those photos that, like, were your favorite at one point and put them into something so that you'll actually look at them. So that's the magazine. That's the concept. I feel like it looks intimidating, but if you're the type that likes to do, like, those little doodles on your Instagram carousel, if you're the type that's already into, like, junk journaling or any type of journaling, blogging, writing, if you take half decent photos, you can do this project and have something amazing to look at the end of the year. Because, I mean, I was looking forward to printing this out for the entire year. So it really, like, made 2025 special to be able to have this type of memento. So now that we've gone through what this one looks like, let me show you some previous iterations of the magazine to hopefully generate for you some ideas on what your magazine could look like if you're interested at all in doing this project. I'm going to start with the scrapbook that started it all. This is my scrapbook from, like, 2008, which my grandma gave to me. It was at her house for the longest time, and she just like gave it to me last year, and I brought it home. Like the owl with the googly eyes, like iconic, right? Very 2008 coded. So like this is what I was doing, 8-year-old me. They're very simple spreads, usually like just one photo. But it's cute. It's very cute to look back at. It's very cumbersome. Like I said, like the scrapbook is huge. And I mean, there's just like a lot of spreads in here where I like even remember being like, I don't know if I like that. And like the spreads got better as I went along. But it took a lot of work. Like I would really only work on it at my grandma's house. And it just, I didn't get very far because I had to have all these like scraps of paper, and I had to have like some kind of centralized theme, some idea of like what I was going to do. Here's my birthday spread. And like I had to print out all the photos. Like it's just a lot of work to even sit down for a scrapbooking session. And so that's why I'm like, I really like the digital one, because honestly, I only spent like an hour. No. Okay. I probably spent like 3 hours a month, if I'm being generous, on the magazine. So like that's nothing. That's literally nothing for such a great memento of the year. The last spread in here, ironically, is about scrapbooking. So I'll show you that, and then we'll move on to my more college age or college years scrapbook. So this is my Polaroid scrapbook. And the size is much more manageable. So I would say if you want to go the more analog route, get a smaller size because you'll be able to fill up the spreads better. So first spread, of course, starts with like Gonzaga, which is where I went. And these are what the pages look like. They're very cute. A lot of like white gel pen. The limiting factor with this one is that I only did Polaroids. Here's like my, I think this is my 21st birthday during COVID. Sometimes I'd kind of max out how many photos could fit on these pages, but pretty simple, like just kind of the date, the event, just a few decorations to keep me going, because I never wanted to stop working on this scrapbook. I didn't want to have like a backlog of Polaroids, so I always just taped them in, and then when I felt like I was in the mood, I would go in and decorate a page or two. So like the theme stayed very consistent, but only because it was minimal. And I honestly stopped taking Polaroids like pretty much after college. I graduated in 2022. There's only like 5 pages after I graduated. So there was like this Galentine's party I went to, Art of World 1 year, a Northfield Polaroid, a little like road trip to Wisconsin. And then, yeah, some summer Polaroids, and then my big Tokyo trip in 2024, last year. I guess 2 years ago now, it's 2026. And then Seoul. So, like, these spreads are very cute, but only because I made a concerted effort to bring my Polaroid camera all the way to Tokyo and Seoul and take Polaroids there. Because otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have had anything to put in the scrapbook. So I might actually have to end the scrapbook. I don't know. There's still like a lot of pages left, but I just don't take Polaroids because I hate bringing around the Polaroid camera. It's so big, so clunky, and it's so finicky. Like if it's not full sunlight outside, your Polaroid is not turning out. So that's why I started taking less and less Polaroids, because it's just hard to get a good one. And it's hard to remember to bring it. So another reason why I like the magazine nowadays, it's just easier. It takes nothing to like have your phone with you and take a picture. But with the Polaroid scrapbook or like the original scrapbook, constantly having like print out photos was what killed it for me. Okay, so now let's like take a peek at last year's Year in Review magazine. And obviously this one is quite a bit more insane than the last one because it has all these beautiful pictures of my trip to Tokyo and Seoul. And here's the back cover. So like definitely if you have a big travel thing happening in your life, make a magazine about it, because I mean, I did post on Instagram a lot of this stuff, but it almost ruined the trip because I kept thinking, oh my God, I have to like make sure Instagram knows about this crazy trip that I did. And I also didn't start this magazine until basically after that trip. So I didn't have the framework that I did this year or in 2025, because during this trip, I was still in that Instagram mentality. And if I had started the magazine before that trip, I would have been in the magazine mentality. So if you know going into your big trip that you just need a few key photos to make the magazine instead of like, oh, I need like Instagram perfect photos every single day, it just changes a lot. So this one, similar layout. I actually got this printed through Canva and they did pretty good. This year I went with Mixam, which nailed it, honestly. So, I mean, there's a million different print services, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you could make this in Canva and then print it out. So, yeah, like, this was the year that I got my cat. And so she got a whole spread. And actually, I pretended like she wrote this article. So all the text is just meows. So, like, that's what I'm saying. You can have your own little inside jokes. I took a lot of trips in 2024, actually. This is my first spread about zines. In this magazine for 2025, I just have like one photo about zines, but the zine event that I went to is a little more low-key. And I always have like a spread dedicated to like arts and crafts. So like I have this fiber arts spread, another like summarizing my whole summer into one spread, because the summer goes fast. And if you had to make a spread about everything fun that you did in the summer, like you probably have like 4 or 5 spreads to do. So I like to combine it into like one like summer frenzy spread. Yeah, like this kayak trip, like I'm opening this right now and I probably haven't looked at it in a bit because I've been working on the latest magazine. But I just remembered that I took this kayak trip with my boyfriend and my parents, and he immediately fell into the river like literally 1 minute into the trip. And I wouldn't have like remembered that if I didn't pull out the magazine. And I never like scroll through my photos. So that's another like reminder, like make it so that you have it and like you can look back on it. Okay. And then these are like the showstopper spreads, like beautiful pictures of my trip to Tokyo. But again, there's not that many. Like there's 4 photos on it and it looks amazing. And I get to like remember like what I did in Tokyo without like having to take a million pictures. Although we did. We literally took like 1,000 pictures on that trip, me and my friend. It was a life-changing trip, but again, like another page dedicated to our time in Seoul, and there's only 3 pictures, but it looks so good, and all I needed was 3 pictures to like encapsulate that whole trip. So it just completely changes like how you take photos and like what becomes enough to like remember something, honestly. And then how fitting, the last spread in this one is about the podcast, finishing the first season. And yeah, so that's the first magazine that I made. And that's what got me hooked to do it again for 2025. And I'm going to do it again for 2026 because this was so much fun. It really scratches that zine itch in my brain. And now I get to like take it on tour. It's kind of fun because like everyone wants to see it. Last year, somebody was like, you should print more of these out. But I'm like, it's literally a magazine about myself. Like, who else would want that? But yeah, and like, look, these take up no space on my shelf because they're literally like 20, 24 pages. And that encapsulates my whole year into one magazine. It's so amazing. And so this year, along with like making the magazine again, I'm trying out a few more experiments. So this is the Coffee Compass for Minneapolis, and it gets you like BOGO coffee at like 20 different coffee shops. So I'm turning each page into like a little spread. So like that's what a normal spread looks like. It's got a picture of the coffee shop and a place for a stamp, but like next to it, I got the cool stamp from the coffee shop, which is already like fun. And then I printed out a picture of me and my boyfriend's coffee from that coffee shop And I wrote like the date that it happened. So I'm experimenting with this. We'll see if I keep doing it. But I mean, I think it just kind of motivates me to like go to these coffee shops and again, like make some memories and then make a little memento about going to that coffee shop. So that's one of my experiments. And then this is my latest experiment. I'm just trying to be like my main New Year's resolution is to cut my screen time in half on my phone, which has already proven extremely difficult. We're only 7 days into the new year when I'm recording this. So here's a little journal tour. I'm just going to bring this journal with me everywhere. And then when I feel the urge to go on my phone, I'm going to try to journal first before I do the thing on my phone or before I, my kryptonite is YouTube. So before I like quickly navigate over to YouTube on my phone, I'm just going to write down why I want to do that. And then hopefully that will help me. And so it's like a combination of a bullet journal, this little journal thing that I'm doing, but also like a scrapbook and a junk journal. I went to see Marty Supreme with my boyfriend and I turned that into like a little spread. It took me like 5 minutes because again, size matters, people. This is so much more manageable than this. And if you're listening, I'm holding like my original scrapbook is probably 12 by 14 inches. It is massive and heavy. And then this little notebook fits in my purse. It's like slightly bigger than a phone. So portable. And hopefully that will help me be consistent with it. So I already wrote down like the magazine came in today into my journal. And then I made like a little list of what I wanted to do next. I mean, some of these pages are going to be like more just brain dump, and then some are going to be cuter, some are going to be a little more junk journaly. But I did not buy this notebook. I already had it. I already had all these stickers. This is not an ad. I don't think you should buy anything for this magazine project of yours that I hope that you're inspired to do after this video. Just use the skills that you have or the skills that you want to challenge. If like it seems intimidating to make a whole thing on Canva or Affinity, which I used Affinity and Affinity's free now, which is awesome. If that seems too challenging, maybe do something like this with like the coffee coupon book and just turn that into like your little adventure of the year, writing down what you think of each coffee. Or maybe you do the notebook, which is kind of a junk journal. Either way, the goal really should be just to like do something for yourself to remember a year, to slow it down, and to really enjoy it. So I'll leave it there. It was kind of a hodgepodge, but I hope you enjoyed. If you liked this video, this is my podcast. I post bi-weekly on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also find out more about the podcast on my blog, angelageorge.com/voice-memos. Link in the description. And yeah, I'll see you in a few weeks. Bye.